welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. And, of course, we've got a little change up of schedules. I think what's happening, of course, it's the summer. And people have, are either out of town, out of the country, or busy with whatever summer activities they're doing. So I'm going to make it open lines here. We are tracking down some of our special guests we have on regularly. And it'll be open lines on any topic you want to call into our studios here at Republic Broadcasting. Our operator is Dan. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I did contact Emil over at Les EMF. He is a DDS, Doctor of Dentistry, as well as a electrical engineer, the top company in the world for electrical protection against electrosmog and pollution. He'll be on next week talking about the latest reports from the microwave research that's been done nationally now at a major lab that's proven that it causes cancer. And this is not a laughing matter. Do not put a cell phone beside your head. Realize that Wi-Fi networks and cell phone towers, etc., are toxic, and if you have them on your church or your building, they can cause harm to yourself, and it's a non-thermal harm. People need to understand that. So it's very important that people start to realize what's happening to our environment. It's deteriorating, and the damage to our environment is pretty serious. What's happening is we have decided to put toxic pollution in our food supply with things like glyphosate, 2.78 trillion gallons per year sprayed in our food, even on cotton tampons. We have decided to put not only chloramines and bromamines in our food, including bromine in our bread, which blocks thyroid metabolism. We've decided to destroy the soil so it depletes a lot of the minerals that are ordinarily present, especially things like chromium, vanadium, and selenium, which contribute to lots of health problems. A lot of our diseases have a mitochondrial basis. And we also have done things to pollute, let's say, the body with vaccines that are useless if not dangerous. And if you look at the media, if you see how the media are stepping behind vaccines, there are 272 vaccines that are in the pipeline to actually be injected into you in the next 5 years. And they want to make it mandatory, just like they want to take away people's guns. They also want to make sure they can vaccinate you with everything, including vaccines that can alter human behavior. DARPA has a vaccine program that actually blocks the NMDA receptor in the brain and can actually alter your ability to fight against resistance of a tyrannical government. Now, over the weekend, we had the terrible disaster of a shooter. This is Gay Pride Week across the country in America. And the Muslims decided that they were going to attack at more than one site, including a shooter that was in a bomber that was arrested in Santa Monica, California, who was on his way to do a very similar activity to the ISIS-affiliated person, who was a security guard, apparently, born in America, but was a ISIS, if you want to call it, sympathizer or affiliate. And ISIS, of course, takes credit for this. It's a... I'll give you a single-point plan as to what I would recommend they do. Number one, taking care of employees working at U.S. Space Command Strategic Defense Star Wars and the Virtual War Project, I'm aware that our intelligence agencies have access to everybody's phone, fax, and emails on the planet. This character that apparently shot up this gay bar in Florida, killed 50 people, injured 53, and we don't know how many more of those 53, unfortunately, will not make it, but we know who they are. Number one, anybody who's on these watch lists needs to be immediately arrested and interred and under special federal orders. Number two, we need to go to every mosque in the country. Many of these people that are radicalized are actually highly educated and they're born in America. They're not foreigners. There are some coming in, obviously from Syria and elsewhere, and they can raise a big issue over that with the wall, etc. But you see, they're not just going to come across the wall through Mexico. They're going to fly in. They're going to come in boats. They're going to come in all kinds of ways, or maybe even student visas. So you have to understand that Anwar al-Awlaki was born in America, a highly educated engineer that did a lot of terrorism there. So people need to start grasping that that's what's going on. So what I want to people to understand is that it's really quite simple. We don't arrest these people because we want terrorist activity on American soil. And then we have Obama. He doesn't name the group as Muslim or terrorist. Doesn't even link it to ISIS, which they made a blank statement that was their responsibility. and won't admit to the fact that they're doing bombing the desert and cities that are already bombed or villages hundreds of times in ISIS. Well, we supply them or their affiliates with arms and satellite communications and support. And we still buy, as the G20 nations, buy their oil. So it's real simple. We aid and abet the so-called terrorists. We don't arrest them while we're watching them. There should be very little need for suspicion in order to arrest these people. And anybody on a watch list right now after this event should be arrested. And they should be deterred indefinitely until we have decided that we've controlled the whole ISIS issue. Number two, all of the extreme mosques, we have to then monitor who are in the mosques that are actually creating these terrorisms or, if you will, amplifying it. We know the social media are doing this, so we need to have them monitor Twitter and Facebook and other social media. And because I know that our intelligence agencies have full access, there should be ways of blocking all of these communications, including on the dark Internet. So to me, it's a really pretty simple plan. The Saneraw brothers were involved with the so-called Boston bombing. Remember, that was also probably a false flag because there were many security officers there on site. And the Saneraw brothers did not do this alone. We have to assume that the government wants to take your guns. We have to assume that the government wants terrorism because they want to buy a partisan security bill to take away our rights to defend ourselves. As I said before, if Hillary gets past this convention that's going to happen in Philadelphia, and she's not indicted by August, it's almost certain, with the demographics that are going on in this country, with the number of middle-aged females, people of color, and Hispanics that want to support, for some strange reason, Hillary Clinton, who's actually damaged their life tremendously, she's most likely going to become president. And I'd like to hear your feedback on that, because I think it's quite disturbing what's going on as to why we have to be concerned about that. Okay, so my feeling is that what's going on in our country is on purpose, self-inflicted wound, just like 9/11. For those people who don't, at this late stage, after all the tremendous amount of evidence, think otherwise, I want to inform you that we really have nothing to stand on in terms of trying to say that that's only a conspiracy theory. No, it's not a theory. When you have enough evidence, it goes from a theory to a fact. And we have a situation now on the ground where we know 9/11 was an inside job, that the government did it, that the government is doing these terrorist activities by permitting it, even when we have the intelligence otherwise to stop it. Okay, and then one of the other important factors that I think we should start to undertake is that we're directly putting a war footing with China and Russia to start a conflict with China and Russia. And, of course, we see this top of the Drudge article says ISIS versus USA. They're building up ISIS. ISIS would be choked if we would, number one, what I would recommend they do on all ISIS compounds is drop neutron bombs on them and kill them all. Number two, cut off all their finances. Number three, not buy any oil that they have. Number four, cut off all relations with countries that support ISIS, including the Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, etc. Number five, start to unveil the agents and people involved with the CIA, FBI, and the Department of Injustice that are directly involved with international criminal activity. That would start to route this out. Now, if Donald Trump gets in, I guarantee you that you're going to start seeing some heads fall. Right now, Mr. Comey, who's a Republican, it's amazing has he not proceeded further, although they're getting closer and closer to the idea that they may indict Hillary Clinton. And more, it's just amazing how the media are literally shoving in her face this monster and telling us, does it really matter? Remember she made the comment, does it really matter how Senator Stevens died? Does it really matter? Yeah, it does matter. It matters because she was asleep. It matters because she could have scrambled people after the first call that would have defended the senator and others that were on contract there in Libya. It does matter that they went in to destroy a nation. Now, who has the oil? ISIS has the oil. It does matter when we buy the oil from other G20 nations. It does matter when we give Turkey full rein to have not only access to start bombing Syria and the regime that was recently reelected, Mr. Bashar al-Assad, and to directly attack Russians, which guarantees that at some point Russia's going to use big bad weapons, as Mr. Putin has stated. He's going to turn the area into Stalingrad for Turkey, and of course Turkey eventually is going to take it. They're going to get destroyed with a conflict with Russia. They are not going to survive this. And Mr. Tayyip Erdogan is out of his mind if he thinks he's going to survive it. Now, I want to touch on a few other things. we have had hundreds of aftershocks after the earthquake that struck here, 74 miles from where I live, from Borrego Springs earthquake. We also have earthquake shocks occurring around the volcanic Mount Hood in Portland, Oregon. We had a seamount last year that showed an 8 or 9 foot drop. We documented with Ann Morrison on our programs here as well. We have major earthquakes off of the Mexico coast, west of Mexico City, and off of Chile. The Ring of Fire is definitely getting far more active. And what people should start to recognize is that things are going to start becoming much more crazy. Now, the Russians have just launched a top-secret hypersonic glider that can penetrate any missile and, of course, completely evades the Theater Air Defense, which is a titanium-alloyed missile to hit a missile. And we also need to understand that what's happening in terms of the DEA. The DEA are trying to get inside your medical records to fight the war on drugs, but not only going after people's medications. In fact, there was a firefighter who had a bilateral knee replacement, and they came to his home and arrested him in Oregon just recently. They also were attacking people because of their use of testosterone, because they're going through sex changes, or they call it transitions, whatever they're doing. But what right does the government have to know about any of these things? Another interesting research article that I pulled up is about multiple sclerosis. This is from Ontario, Canada, where they decided the aggressive MS was so bad that they decided to wipe out their immune system and resurrect it. They quote that they have had 23 serious ill patients recover after breakthrough stem cell treatment. So what they do is they use stem cell therapy after they wipe out the immune system, and the immune system no longer attacks the tissues. You don't need to do that. These are dangerous treatments. If the treatment doesn't work, it kills you. You can also use one of our products that we use for cancer. It's very effective, which is called Maligna Arrest. And Maligna Arrest, along with a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen and other therapies that we give, can literally shut off your immune system and your autoimmune attack in your tissues. And you don't need to go to an immune system rescue situation. It does work, but it's extremely dangerous. It's what I call a last resort. And we also have a new story in the news about Clinton and this guy Fernando, was involved in a very high security. It's part of the email scandal, and also he gets promoted to an Intel board by Hillary Clinton, and he got all kinds of contracts and support for the Clinton Foundation. So this Clinton issue is getting so corrupt and so amazing. How did the donor get sensitive intelligence board information without proper clearance? Well, it's because he was a donor to the Clinton Foundation. Amazing. Well, I want anybody who has any questions on any topic, health or medical or geopolitical, to call in 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. What I'm going to do now is I want to change directions a bit, and I think I can hear a little bit of background noise. I think we must be having some bleed over from the studio. The first thing we have, of course, is we have all kinds of requests for people that want to have issues about whether they should be taking the pregnenolone and curcumin cream to help to stop inflammation. Yes, you apply them both at the same time. Yeah. And the second thing, of course, is that for treatment of hypertension, you're trying to resurrect the release of nitric oxide, the production of tetrahydrobiopterin. So we recommend Cardiovasc, Supernox, and Gamma E Plus to stop the peroxynitrate radical, antioxidants to protect the blood vessel wall, Obeg Supreme Krill with 2,000 micrograms of astaxanthin, elagic acid, which will heal a vessel wall. Magnesium glycinate is a counterion to calcium that forms plaque. And vanillin diosmin in the proper sized nanoparticles of the diosmin to actually heal the vessel wall. So hypertension is very treatable. Remember, diabetes and hypertension are inflammatory disorders. Cell Defense Plus is incredibly important. Inflamax with serapeptase also to prevent not only tissue inflammation but also vessel inflammation. And I can hear someone listening to the thing about Fernando in the background at the studios there. So, yeah, I'm not sure where that sound is coming from. Ah, that must be that's bleeding over from my computer, believe it or not. I thought it was a studio, and the dad says, not for me, in the background. That's funny. We also have, of course, some interesting things in terms of diagnostics. We have the QRMA machine on an amazing special now. It's still on special. I think it's 25% off. You get also analysis for you and all your family members of your quantitative resonant magnetic analysis for deficiencies, toxins, and organ function. It's a good entry point because at that point, if you want to do more involved imaging or genetic or other studies to determine how you're doing in terms of toxic or metabolic deficiencies, this is quite amazing. Another technology, and recently I had a gentleman that's interested in the diagnostics get a bioplasma machine. This is from the Russian Space Agency, and I do have access to this technology. It actually will section down to individual organs, like anatomically, and even section right down to individual chromosomes, genes, and biological molecules in your body. when we're looking at some of the toxic drugs you don't ever want to take, calcium channel blockers like amlodipine, which is toxic to your brain, we recommend, of course, some people are, we had a gentleman who had polymyalgia rheumatica, which is inflammatory vascular disease, and he started on a basic protocol, but his hypertension wasn't controlled. It means we need to up the ante in terms of stopping blood vessel inflammation. So we added gamma E+, elagic acid, bio-LVR, which will help your body make tetrahydrobiopterin and increase the magnesium from 2 capsules twice a day to 4, and brain mag to stop the CNS overactivity to calm the CNS down, because the magnesium L3 in it crosses the blood-brain barrier better than any other magnesium, except a little bit of an effect with a magnesium taurate. Let's see. We do. By the way, when we do a consultation, I recommend that people, if they do a consultation also, fill in the 11-page wellness history form, which is available. And they add, of course, all their surgical history, medical history, supplements, diet, military and toxic exposures, diagnosis, interventions, imaging studies such as x-rays, CT scans, MRIs, EKGs, stress treadmill tests, genetic analysis. If they have 23andMe, it costs you $5 to get a Prometheus analysis of your specific gene SNPs. You want to send that all, if you have anything like that, along when you do, provide a consultation. Again, I charge by the time unit, $150 per half hour, to analyze all your records. I also do that for medical legal issues, and I can provide a very thorough medical legal review of your case. Let's see. The next is varicose veins and peripheral vein problems. We use VeinAway, our Inflamex with serapeptase or seraflozyme, which is silkworm enzyme, elagic acid, and omega supreme krill will make a huge difference in terms of your health of your veins, and will gradually heal the veins so they won't, you won't, the gorilla spider nevi, and help to heal varicose veins. When we come back, we'll be touching more on the news and this terrible event that happened in Orlando, Florida, an almost event in Santa Monica, California. The reason why our government won't take the simple plans that I mentioned, that our agencies fully know that we could stop ISIS tomorrow. They don't want to. They want this dialectic of conflict. They want to build up ISIS as a straw man fighter against America so they get more control.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to the Sutro Medical Report. We had a good caller with a question regarding spinal sclerosis. I did research on surface EMG and later on what's called nerve mapping of A, delta, and C fibers. And what I'm going to release actually is information. Some of it's published, a lot of it's not published information, but it will be coming out in my books this and next year. The first thing is when you get spinal sclerosis, or you get into what they call an S-curve for scoliosis, or you get a kyphosis later in life because you get a chronic interspinous ligament inflammation, it can cause bony changes. And this is the hierarchy. The nerves rule over the muscles, and the muscles rule over the bones. Eventually, enough muscle firing vector spasm can actually cause bony changes where the rib heads and sublux vertebrae can actually start to degenerate or change in shape. And eventually you can get spinal changes or other changes occur. If you actually look at the local tissues, the first thing that happens is a muscle firing pattern. And we did research on the idea that if you rotate back and forth, there's a sine wave curve that they're exactly 180 degrees apart where the muscles on one side contract when the others relax and your body turns. It's called eccentric and eccentric muscle firing. The eccentric and eccentric muscle firing pattern around any area of the body that's painful has shifted from 180 to less than 180 degrees. That means the sine wave curves are shifted sideways. So the force factors start to pull on the muscles, bones, and ligaments, and they cause local traumatic damage, and they can actually cause micro injuries eventually sclerosis or even spurring of the vertebrae, or inflammation around, say, the neural foramen where the nerve exits. And there's only four structures in your spine that are innervated with A-delta and C-fibers that can communicate pain, and those are the apophyseal joints, 75% of the A-delta and C-fibers, the little joints on either side, the posterior annulus of the disc, the ligamentum flavum, the yellow ligament in front of the spinal cord or nerve roots, because below T10 to 11 is just spinal nerve roots. There's no more spinal cord. They call the cauda equina. The dural nerve sleeve around the nerves as they exit the neural foramen. So spinal sclerosis, there's basically three areas that you have to attack. Number one, you've got to settle the autonomic imbalance and the muscle firing imbalance, and that may require EMG biofeedback. And I use a company called Myosymmetries that I did research with Dr. Stu Donaldson. You can do EMG biofeedback. You can also do various forms of yoga, which in a sense are a slow motion like Tai Chi that'll help the muscle firing patterns and retrain them. Number two, you want to stop the inflammation that's resulting from the injury because it amplifies the muscle firing pattern. And that is Inflamex, 4 to 5 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day, and Cell Defense Plus, which will turn off the inflammatory reaction. you also want to stop the free radicals. We have things like Nutritrala, cell detox glutathione, and antioxidants such as Omega Supreme Krill with astaxanthin, NutriDefense, which has the most powerful antioxidant we have, called Anhydrous Catechin, polyphenon, and the goji berry in our NutriComplete. So you've got to stop the free radicals. The third area is you've got to repair the tissues, and that means Collagen Max, Tendon Mender, which alters the tenocytes. The tenocytes are the little fibroblasts that actually get altered, and they start to cause inflammatory changes to the interspinous ligaments and to the other areas. And you also get damage to the periosteum of the bone caused by the abnormal force vectors, which can cause the bone hypertrophy or develop osteoarthritic changes. If you actually look in the joints, let's see, the apophyseal joints, there's an increased levels of nitric oxide radical. So we use the Gamma E Plus and antioxidants like Nutritrala and cell detox glutathione because peroxynitrate radical are increased as well. And we use the joint performance, which increases the regeneration of hyaluronic acid, the cartilage, the glycosaminoglycans, mountain red deer velvet. Now, mountain red velvet is important, especially raising growth hormone and IGF-1 levels. So we use microdose, 4 sprays every 3 to 4 hours orally under the tongue. And mountain red velvet, open 1 capsule 3 to 4 times a day under the tongue, hold for 10 minutes. Some of the more fragile biomolecules, we're developing a new delivery system to get to the terminal ileum because you have to regenerate the tissues, or eventually the micro-injury causes damage to the joints and they try to repair themselves and form bone spurs. Eventually they can actually start to pinch the nerve at the dural sleeve as it exits your spinal cord cause other problems. So again, we reprogram the muscle firing pattern. We adjust things like foot orthotics, custom force plate analysis to adjust gait and leg length imbalances. We turn off the inflammation. We regenerate the tissues. But yeah, it's a requires a whole comprehensive approach to deal with spinal sclerosis or scoliosis.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Sure. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, hi, and this is Dr. Bill back, and we are covering a lot of different topics today. But what I'd like to do is cover some of the wellness issues so you get an idea of the kind of range of things that I deal with on a regular basis. A couple of things that are going to be happening in the next few months. I will be uploading literally all of the several hundred products in terms of videos to explain in more detail. Also, I've been doing a tremendous amount of work with updating our wellness protocols. And those people who do have access to the wellness protocols, you can see the full protocol there. Also, I'm making videos of those, and they're available for a small charge over a video on demand to explain the wellness protocols for specific conditions like major updates to things like depression, congestive heart failure, dementia. So if you do have access to the old conditions, remember, I'm trying to put the update date on them because there's often some pretty significant advances in research to indicate exactly what's happening there and what kinds of things we can do to make people well. One of the things that's most important is we're discovering that epigenetics, in terms of the control of genes, is very, very important in terms of trying to control genetics. For example, if someone has a chronic inflammatory condition like autoimmune condition, we've discovered that the hexose monophosphate shunt, or sugar shunt, is a very major trigger for cells and tissues going anaerobic, whether it's cancer or autoimmune diseases. We also realize that most diseases, including diabetes, are inflammatory conditions. And it's been discovered that leukotrienes, which are triggered off by free radicals, the primary cause of insulin resistance, that insulin resistance ties back to the free radicals that are caused by mineral deficiencies. So I think that's really important that people understand that when you're trying to reverse many illnesses, you don't want to rush to toxic drugs. In fact, many of the drugs that are used for, say, diabetes are quite dangerous. They increase insulin output, which will make more weight gain. One of the things we've discovered is for weight loss and for diabetes, we might also use the idea of IGF-1 stimulants, because if you're trying to lose weight and your insulin level is, say, 2 or 3 or 4 times normal, you may have a great deal of difficulty losing weight because insulin pushes calories into storage. So you want to lower also glucagon, which takes protein and converts to sugar. Your body converts sugar to fat and then stores it. You also want to lower cortisol or stress hormones by having adequate sleep, which is why things like our melatonin TR, our Calm Mind and Brain Mag are very important to get sleep. And I usually will tell people about an hour before sleep, take a double dosage of Calm Mind Brain Mag, but take a smaller dosage during the day to calm the nervous system down, because stress hormones will cause weight gain. The next is IGF-1, and we have several different IGF-1 stimulants that are very important to release growth hormone. The first is microdose, which you take, say, 4 sprays every 3 to 4 hours. Mountain red deer velvet, 1 capsule 4 times a day under the tongue. And then the next is Supernox. Supernox, very important to releasing growth hormone from the brain. Growth hormone stimulates the liver to make IGF-1, which counteracts insulin and makes your body burn off calories like crazy. The other things that will increase the conversion of white fat to brown fat are Force Colon, Coleus Force Colii, 2 capsules 3 times a day, and Lipo Flush, which is conjugated linoleic acid. And I usually recommend at least a soft gel twice a day. Some people go higher, but one of the problems with, if you start mobilizing a lot of calories very quickly, you'll get so energized that you may find it hard to sleep. So that's important to understand that. And I think also what people should understand is that the current approach to medicine is very Mickey Mouse in terms of its approaches to heart disease. The vast majority of people that have cardiac arrhythmias, for example, and I'm just looking at one here for a person with rapid heartbeat, is they need to improve the microcirculation of the heart, which is cardiovascular, magnesium glycinate, and we're talking about at least 3 to 4 capsules twice a day, and it can take several months to achieve a high level of in the tissues, not just in the blood, below 1.1 milligram per deciliter of magnesium, your heart will actually stop. But you'll have rapid beating of your heart if you have adipose calcium activity. You also have to calm the nervous system down, and that's where we talk about Brain Mag, Calm Mind, and one of my favorites is the Posinol or Mood Elevator. Force Colon is good for microcirculation and cardiac arrhythmias, as well as microcirculation in the eye, the brain, and converting white to brown fat, which burns off calories. Also, for heart rate modulation, it's important to maintain the microcirculation to the conductive system of your heart. So, Omega Supreme Krill, Vein OA, and Elagic Acid are very important, because many times the problem is microhypoxia in the conduction system of the heart that's actually causing the problems. Hypoglycemia is another interesting area. I did research with the head of pathology years ago on insulin glucose tolerance tests. In fact, we brought the test in from Dr. Kraft, who's a pathologist at the University of Chicago in the 70s, and we were the first to discover hyperinsulinemia in diabetics in the world, actually, 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford. And what you want to do with hypoglycemia is it's really a drop in serum cortisol level. Your body counteracts insulin with the stress hormone cortisol. And if your insulin's high, it'll also drive up your cortisol level, so you have some degree of Cushing's or Cushing-like syndrome because of increased stress hormones counteracting blood insulin. The way the body counteracts that is to increase insulin resistance. And the insulin resistance, of course, you can reduce with leptin metabolic, glycemic, diabetoline, and, of course, to support the adrenal glands, adrenal support gland, at least a capsule twice a day, and DHEA and pregnenolone creams to support adrenal gland production of stress hormones. The autonomic nervous system is the primary cause of the reason because it shuts off the adrenal glands, and that's where taking things such as Brain Mag and CalmMind will keep you calm down, and also the what's called mood elevator Posinol, which is an adaptogenic herb that will actually prevent that autonomic switching off. Because when your cortisol level drops, your body dumps out adrenaline to counteract it, so you get a sympathetic fight or flight reaction. And that actually, people that have hypoglycemia also can have panic disorder, which is tied to the adrenal glands and the autonomic nervous system. These aren't commonly known unless you actually measure it. And because I measure these in many, many patients, I've realized that a lot of the conventional approaches toward hypoglycemia and panic disorder and anxiety doesn't take into account the autonomic nervous system. When we look also at, Rhett, it's good to have you on the program to talk about MG12, and it's one of my favorite cosmetic nutraceutical topicals in the world, because it comes from the Dead Sea. And I have 7 points that I'm really updating my protocol in terms of anti-aging, and believe it or not, the very first point is mineralization. I like to look at the biblical principle of the Sabbath, and there's 14 minerals in the Dead Sea that are not in our typical food supply anywhere in the world. Those minerals are essential for inducing genes to make proteins and so on. They're present in all of your topicals, including your sport and your MG12 oils and your cosmetics and your soaps and so on. So let's go down through some of these products and the applications, and we'll talk about some of the amazing testimonials people have when they take MG12. And, of course, if they go to our front of our website, NutriMedical.com, hit the link directly there to MG12, they will get not only a break in price, but they'll also get amazing both cosmetic and what I call healing products that will not only stop the heart attack or a stroke or panic disorders, but as they reduce their stress hormone response, it becomes easier to lose weight, control blood sugars, and stop things like peripheral neuropathy. So, Reed, tell us a little bit about MG12 products.
Our MG12 products, as you have stated, are all sourced from basically dehydrated seawater from the Dead Sea. And when you take away the water, what you get are these incredibly mineral-rich salts. And because they're very saline, that also is a healing factor in a lot of skin diseases and issues. And as you've also mentioned, in addition to the high content of magnesium chloride, which our salts contain anywhere from 30 to 47%, magnesium chloride, we do have the other trace minerals that are very abundant. These are in existence in all of our products, not just the oils, but also our balms, soaps, and shampoos.
Right. Now, one of the important things that I think people should realize is how, I'll give you an example of a mineral that people may not be aware of. A lot of people, when they go and they fly, and they've been at sea level for years, and they fly to a higher city like Mexico City or Denver, Colorado, as they're both around a mile high, many of them will actually get altitude sickness. We know that preemie babies, for example, especially those born at higher altitudes, have a much higher chance of getting pulmonary hypertension. It turns a primary treatment to stop that is actually molybdenum. And molybdenum is not present in the modern oceans, but it's present in our enzyme pathways in our body. If you adequate molybdenum, which is present in shilajit in the Himalayan mountains, you can actually, with other chelating agents, it'll actually counteract the loss of nitric oxide, so you don't get pulmonary hypertension, HAPE, which is high altitude pulmonary, or cerebral edema. It's also important for the production of tetrahydrobiopterin and lowering blood pressure. So a great deal of the reason why we're hypertensive is we're magnesium deficient, and we're also deficient in molybdenum, which is necessary to make tetrahydrobiopterin, along with vitamin B6 and methylation pathways such as 5-methylfolate and activated B12. So most people don't know that these minerals are going to start altering their pathways and reactivating genes that are silenced. When people's hair turns gray, it's a deficiency of manganese-dependent pigment enzymes in their hair. So if we can, when we start giving people the proper things like indiumes, which, by the way, we're working on a new indium, and we give them remineralization of their body, a lot of the body processes for regenerating organs depends on these trace minerals. For example, if you don't have adequate levels of manganese, you can't activate the hormones that make your bones, make your bone hormones, to make the osteoblast activate to make bones, and to make activated vitamin D. A lot of people are not aware that the soil is depleted of chromium and vanadium, so the GLUT4 transporter doesn't work. And most of the soils are so depleted that these trace elements, which are present in the Dead Sea, will ionically transfer across the skin, and your body will grab them and through your skin and actually start to reverse a lot of the problems. I know Tom's story was that he took a heart attack in his early 40s. And of course, the first thing that the emergency room doctor did was give him magnesium. I'm one of the doctors that actually invented the magnesium process for ACLS back in 1978 when I was a resident of internal family medicine at the University of Calgary, Alberta. And the way I discovered it is I was actually bent back to research at the University of Texas A&M on dark heart ligation studies and realized the hearts were depleted of magnesium, so I started giving my patients in the emergency and trauma room magnesium and got them back from not only cardiac arrest, but fine ventricular fibrillation where they don't respond to external joules of energy to cardiovert them, or arrhythmias such as torsade de pointe or the turning of the points, or other cardiac arrhythmias, including hypothermic cardiac arrhythmias where they get bradycardia and then cardiac arrest because their heart just slows down and stops. So tell us about the range of products, you know, cosmetic as well as I mean, you've got everything from shampoos to soaps. Let's go over all the different products.
Oh, we do. We have a wonderful line of products as far as cosmetics. Actually, many of our clients use our body balm as a cosmetic moisturizing cream.
Right.
It contains some wonderful oils, coconut, jojoba, aloe vera, along with a little bit of organic beeswax, which gives your skin a nice sheen. And, of course, you are receiving the magnesium chloride and other trace minerals that you have discussed. These are all very helpful as far as giving a great glow to your skin. The facial cells are so much healthier because of those trace minerals that do cross the skin barrier and go through. In addition to that, it is infused with essential oil of lavender, which is a wonderful oil in itself. A lot of cosmetics have been known for centuries to use. The cosmetic industry has used lavender for centuries and a lot of its products. So that's contained in our body balm. Our soaps also contain, of course, the magnesium. Also, mud from the Dead Sea in our soap, our magnesium soap, along with other essential oils, including castor oil, which is known to fade age spots. So we get a lot of feedback from our clients telling us how youthful their skin looks. A long-term client of ours, Jacqueline Shire, was on the phone with me yesterday talking about her dermatologist, she had made a trip to the dermatologist. Jackie's 61. The dermatologist wanted to know what she was using because she had the skin of a 45-year-old. And basically, it was our MagnaSoap product.
Right. And by the way, a lot of people are interested in sun protection with SPF. And by the way, I tell people, do not use polyphenol compounds. What you need to use is you need to use sun-protecting clothing and don't go out at certain times, but also it's your mineral content of your tissues and your skin. So if you're soaking or using, our DNA repair, which is our curcumin cream, and pregnenolone to drive inflammation, but if you're soaking in baths every day with the MG12 oils, you're going to remineralize the tissue so it can protect itself against DNA damage and photoactivation of biological molecules your body makes with metabolism or even drugs you take. And if you ask doctors how many of them understand photoactivation of either toxic metabolites or of drugs that the people are taking, they really don't understand. I mean, some of them can be very vicious. For example, if you take a DNA gyrase 4 inhibitor called Levaquin, it can actually cause very serious permanent damage to all the mitochondria in your body because of the photoactivated toxins created by going through your sun. The reason why cancer rates are going up isn't just increased ultraviolet light in the sun, it's decreased minerals to protect the body from toxic radiation. Interesting, eh?
Very.
So in other words, a lot of people don't realize you're actually protecting your body from sun damage if you're soaking in MG12 products or using the oils and the shampoos and so on. So a lot of it is mineral deficiencies in the skin especially in the deeper we call growth layer or the dermal epidermal junction, the Prickle cell layer, if they're damaged there, you're going to eventually get transformation of cells and tissues to cancer. So a lot of the things are a lot simpler than we think. I call it the Sabbath rest. In other words, the MG12 products are all what I call Sabbath products, because when you let the land go fallow for a year in ancient Israel, what it meant is you're going to remineralize the soil, so the food content, the mineral content, the color, and the taste are going to be considerably better because it's alive, and it allows the fallow state for it to remineralize all the tissues in the ground, all the soil. Well, the same thing with your body. If your body's demineralized, every enzyme, every structural protein requires the presence of a mineral to induce the messenger RNA to actually transcribe and make that structural protein or enzyme. Amazing, eh?
It's very, very interesting. My husband is a tennis pro.
Stay right there. We'll be right back, Reed, and we'll continue with the next segment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And welcome back. And we have Reed here from MG12. And if you go to the front page of NutriMedical.com, if you're thinking about skin damage, do not use an SPF, polyphenol type compound. I've seen people, think, well, I should slap on some of these things to grab the ultraviolet light. What you want to do is bump up your defenses in your skin for your DNA against things like ultraviolet light induced thymidine dimers. Now, if you ask the average dermatologist or family doctor about a thymidine dimerase or photoactivation of toxic phenolic or other compounds in the skin, they're completely lost. And it's disturbing to me because no one should graduate from medicine unless they defend a PhD, have additional training in toxicology, advanced chemistry, intermediate metabolism, and stealth infectious disease. For example, your story about your husband, who's a tennis pro, I guess, is a really good example of someone who counteracts the damage to the sunlight by using the MG12 products rather than slapping on toxic chemicals, which by themselves have now been proven to actually cause skin cancer, polyphenol compounds.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, his skin, since using our product, he suffers much less sun damage in the summers.
Right.
And the skin itself is so much healthier than it was before.
Of course. And this is something I want people to understand. I'm working at presenting a very advanced paper and a book on anti-aging to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine this coming November, and I should have it finished shortly. The number one out of seven steps for slowing and reversing aging is mineralization. And we're talking about not only the macro minerals, but the trace minerals. And if they don't get to the target tissues, or if the genes literally shut off the transport of those minerals to specific parts of the cells or tissue, then the gene silencing is one of the primary steps in actual aging. It's almost like a programmed cell senescence is to either not have the mineral present, number one, or number two, to actually gene silence by shutting off the transport of the mineral to turn on the genes. So minerals are really important. In fact, they're the number one thing that actually slow the aging process. Number one. Not number two or three or four. It's number one. So if your body's deficient in magnesium, or in vanadium, chromium, molybdenum, all these minerals, you'd probably say, well, how's that important? Manganese. Well, if you don't have them in not only just in your blood, but in the target tissues, you're going to get things like Parkinson's disease. You're going to get things like multiple sclerosis. You're going to get diseases like osteoarthritis because elevated insulin resistance will cause you to develop cytokines in your joints and elevated levels of peroxynitrate radical in your joints. And if you draw the synovial fluid, you can actually see it. If you look at the skin, the reason why skin cancer rates are going up is twofold: increased levels of ultraviolet radiation, but decreased mineral presence in the tissues of the people because the food they're eating is dead. We have what we call moribund food that has very little mineral content, and with the transport of foods that are already picked before they're completely ripe, the activation of the specific antioxidants and other biomolecules is either disappears in the transport process because they're not fully ripened when they're transported, they were never there in the first place. One of the easiest tests to do is a thing called a birefringence test for rotation of polarized light called a polariscope. And you can grind a little mortar and pestle any food, and if you put it in a polariscope, if it doesn't rotate the light, it means it's dead. Another way is to take a woods lamp over whatever food you're eating. If it doesn't fluoresce, it's dead. And it has to have the minerals present for it to fluoresce. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
So MG12 are really important products. I tell people, from the inside, use NutriMeds, from the outside, MG12. And you will, as I say, live long and prosper. Like Spock
and look so good in the process.
Exactly. MG12 heals you from the outside in, and we from NutriMedical heal from the inside out. Thank you, Reet. We'll be back
in
a moment.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle.
Take care.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.